And there is only one reason, folks. There would be a global gun initiative to disarm all citizens except those in government. There's only one reason. Because again, going back to Noah Webster, on an examination of the leading principles of the federal Constitution, October 10, 1787, he said, "Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are almost in every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops." As our forefathers again replied with, to tyranny, "What country can preserve its liberties if the rulers are not warned from time to time that their people preserve the spirit of resistance?" Thomas Jefferson, a letter to James Madison, December 20th, 1787, said, "Let them take arms." So let me ask you, who knows better about the Second Amendment and what it means more than the founding fathers who threw off a tyrant? Article 2, Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officials, might I add, that want you disarmed. Who said that? George Mason, addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788. What, sir, is the use of the militia? It is to prevent the establishment of a standing army, the bane of liberty. Whenever governments mean to invade the rights and liberties of the people, they always attempt to destroy the militia in order to raise an army upon their ruins. Representative Elbridge Gerry of Massachusetts, Annals of Congress 750, on August 17, 1789. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves. That's you, America. And include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Folks, listen to what George Washington, the first president of the United States, rightly stated. First annual address to both the House of Congress, January 8, 1790. A free people ought not only to be armed, but disciplined. And James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, said in the Federalist Papers, number 46, January 29, 1788, "Besides the advantage of being armed, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, the existence of subordinate governments to which the people are attached and by which the militia officers are appointed forms a barrier against the enterprise of ambition more insurmountable than any which is a simple government to any form can admit of." So therefore, going back to James Madison again, Annals of Congress 434, June 8, 1789, "The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia, composed of the body of the people, trained to arms, is the best and most natural defense of a free country." And he goes on, "The ultimate authority, wherever the derivative may be found, resides in the people alone." Federalist Papers, number 46, January 29th, 1788. So why do I bring this up? Because, as Patrick Henry rightly stated in a speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th of 1778, he told the American people to guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. So folks, what we find is the United Nations protects themselves with the use of arms. The president is protected by the use of arms. The pope is protected by the use of arms. The governors are protected by the use of arms. Congress is protected with the use of arms. Celebrities defend themselves with the use of arms. What? Yes, I said celebrities. In fact, the celebrities that teach you how to commit the crime with guns are in fact the ones that are anti-gunners, helping politicians attempt to strip you of the right to bear arms. At a meeting of the Council of Safety in Lebanon, Connecticut, near the close of 1776, when the prospects of our success to establish America as an independent nation looked dark, two members of the council were invited to the home of Mr. and Mrs. William Williams. Their names were Benjamin Huntington and William Hillhouse. The conversation turned upon the gloomy outlook. However, Mr. Hillhouse expressed hope and confidence. Mr. Williams stated, "If we fail, I know what my fate will be. I have done so much to prosecute the war, and one thing I have done which the British will never pardon, I have signed the Declaration of Independence, I shall be hanged." Mr. Hillhouse replied, "Well, if we fail, I shall be exempt from the gallows, for my name is not attached to the Declaration, nor have I ever written against the British government." "Then, sir," said Mr. Williams.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, really quick, I did want to give you a heads up and let you know, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do not forget about the sonsoflibertymedia.com and Bradley Dean during November and December. Obviously, we're in December now. But somehow or another, people don't understand. We don't have sponsors. You support us, and without your support, we can't remain. So please go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find social media platforms as well as a son or daughter, how to become a son or daughter of liberty. That's over there as well. Also, our schedule, our store, everything you need to know about us, sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. I just needed to throw that plug in there, friends, because it gets hard for us during this time. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And when you check us out on beforeitsnews.com, we're on the left side of that platform. If you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704 as well. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I do want to give you one more heads up here. And I've continuously thrown this out there for you. As a courtesy to us and as a courtesy to yourself, when people call in, somehow or another, they wait until the last minute, literally sometimes just a minute or two before the end of the show. I can't take you then. If you want to add to or take away from the conversation, you can do that. If you want to contend, you can do that. Jude 3 and 4 as well. But the point is please call in earlier than later, especially, obviously, if we hit one of the topics that you can add to or take away from. Again, if you want to call in, please do not wait till the last segment, 281-845-4704. Now, what we're talking about today, friends, is the voice of the anti-gunners. It's roaring once again, and it's coming from Mr. the most pro-Second Amendment president ever in the history of America, right? This isn't brand new. He's been doing this since day one. Again, what he is saying and what he is doing are two different stories. I think people are seeing what I've been trying to tell them for the last 6 years concerning the likes of this scoundrel named Donald Trump. And again, friends, I want to tell you, he's not making America great again. He is destroying America. Little by little by little, America is being sold to her enemies. Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, 68. Read those when you get a moment, because that's, in fact, what's happening. Okay, we judge a tree by its fruit. I'm not going to sit there and say everything is great concerning the fruit hanging on the branches if it's just the opposite. No, that's what liars do. And I'm not here to be found to be a liar. I'm here to be a faithful witness that delivers souls. That's my objective here. That's what I'm commanded and mandated to do by heaven. And folks, I'm just here to tell you again what is happening. I'm here showing you the fruit hanging on the branches, and what's happening in this country is not good. Let me take it a step forward, because we're going to segue right into the voice of the anti-gunners in making the point, if you don't mind. If you remember right, the first 500 days of Donald Trump's first criminal administration, do remember, listen to me, all of you idolaters, all of you that have the Trump derangement syndrome, listen carefully. The first 500 days of his first criminal tenure, you do need to remember that over 55 what they called legislative acts were leveled at law-abiding Americans, namely the right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed. That means not to be violated in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, if you're new to the show, also contemplate this, that when it says infringed, and it says the Bill of Rights, namely the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights is the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. They have no constitutional authority whatsoever to go after law-abiding gun owners. But isn't it interesting how the law abiders are always leveled at by those in the halls of government when a criminal that uses a weapon to commit a crime, it's interesting how they always blame the law abider for the crimes of the law breaker. And consider, friends, the recidivism rate concerning those lawbreakers. And isn't it interesting how they use lawlessness for the reason to reign more control unto themselves, garner more control unto themselves over the people at large? No, folks, if the judges were enforcing the law and teaching men the fear of God, Proverbs 16:6, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. But people aren't thinking, are they? You know, how many times have these repeat criminals been arrested for crime after crime? Folks, 30 and 40 and 50 times. That is not a joke. And then they use those criminals as the reason to target law abiders. It's on them, not on the American people. But what is on the American people is the fact that they tolerate the crimes and the corruption that remains in the halls of government. That's all coming to an end, friends. Because you can go ahead and refuse concerning God's warnings all day long, at least temporarily. But what you cannot overlook, friends, is the consequences that are coming towards you for allowing it in the first place. Okay? That is a fact. Okay? What I want to do is I want to highlight something really quick, and we're just going to start the ball rolling right off the bat concerning the first segment here. Here's a lady here who's noticing that the illegals that have been allured into America, did you know that they're equating their crimes to white men? And I brought this up before. This all goes back to the Zionists who have a problem with what they call goyim, Gentiles. White men are the problem. If you're trying to figure out why people of a different color or ethnicity are in your commercials all day long, and it's not the white guy who's also on the color scale, you better understand that that is being purposed and it's being leveled at the American people. I want to show this to you really quick before we get going with today's show. Listen carefully.
Tell me if all these men are white. Because that's how they're being labeled. Just imagine if it were the opposite. All right, Exhibit A. A man named Muhammad Muzamil is being charged with murder in Herndon, Virginia. Custody records have him listed as white.
Yeah, he's definitely white, all right.
He rammed his car into another car, got out and opened fire on the driver. And according to customs, he's white, but the list goes on. Let's just take a look here at the 10
all Muslims
most
or Mexicans that are being labeled white criminals.
Do you see that? You see the red circles?
Folks, you need to wake up.
It says they're all white. That's not suspicious.
Not a game.
But I'm sure it's just a typo, just like the rest of these clearly white men. And these. I mean, total coincidence. Don't hear what I'm not saying. I am not saying that white men don't commit crimes, because they absolutely do. But when you see this pattern happening again and again and again, and stats are being reported a certain way to say crime is down, makes you raise an eyebrow. Maybe crime in blue cities is down because they're not arresting.
Are you listening, friends? You understand who this is being leveled at? Not the American people. Hey, Okay. Those that are lured in here illegally, when they commit the crime, they're blaming white men who are also on the color scale. Put that up against Act 1726. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is R.W. Kruger. I've done sound, lighting, backline, and performed with Bradley Dean touring high schools across the country. How many times I've heard Bradley say things during these assemblies, and I thought it had nothing to do with what was happening during the time he was saying it. And now, 10 years later, it's exactly what we are dealing with. How does that work? Years of fighting the good fight with guidance from above. That is how it works. Support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. They are tested, tried, and true.
Signer of the Declaration of Independence, John Hancock, rightly stated, "Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with a proper sense of your dependence on God. Nobly defend those rights which heaven gave, and no man ought to take from us."
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, here it is. I'm quite frankly sick and tired of people that should know better concerning the answers here. You know, you don't encourage, you don't show mercy to wicked people. That offer's already been given on Calvary. And wicked people are those that know to do right but fail to do it. And that's an insult to mercy when you offer them mercy when they know what they should do but fail to do it. And I want people to understand the resolve is there. I hear it all the time. And folks, for you that do hear, and for those that do see, I want you to just consider my position for a moment. I give the answers to all of these issues every single day. Every single day. Probably 15 to 20 times every show. And people don't hear it. They don't hear it because they don't want to hear it. I'm plowing my row in my backyard. I'm plowing my row in my city. I'm plowing my row in my state. I'm plowing the row concerning those that I'm reaching out to in 160 cities on a 6-day-week basis. I'm plowing my row. If you want answers, the encouraging word, which is only named one time in the Word of God, is this. To encourage those people is help yourselves. Bring justice and judgment upon the heads of those that you tolerate. People, you act like they have a right to break the law. That's not what they swore to do when they took their oaths. Ecclesiastes 5:4. Numbers 30 verse 2. Deuteronomy 23:23. They're supposed to stand against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And when they don't do that, apparently the American people don't understand that they're the government. Apparently the American people have not taken the time to hear what I continuously throw back on them as their responsibility to right the wrongs abroad and within. When I say that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, I never gave them the right to violate the Constitution. Did you? Let me ask you something. Those boys that are 6 feet in the ground, did they give them the right to do that? Or are we dealing with subversive, lawless scoundrels that must be held accountable for their crimes? So I just gave you the answer again. I had a girl yesterday say, you know, but with all this going on, what's the answer? What's the answer? You are. You're the answer. You're the answer. It's called impeachment and prosecution. And the only reason that you overlook it and throw it off is because you don't want to take responsibility for what's going on. The only reason that you say such things like this, you know what, they'll never be held accountable. It's because you don't want to take the time to hold them accountable. Until you teach them they are not going to transgress the law that they swore to uphold, they're going to continuously do the things that they're doing. You can take it however you want to take it. America, you're doing it to yourselves. It's apathy, intolerance, and inaction. That is exactly what is adding strength to the tyrants that are having a heyday with you and your freedoms on a 24/7 basis. Now, I want to show you something here because, again, I get really frustrated with it. Tim Walz, the said appointed installed governor, he's installed by the CIA. You are not going to tell me anything different. He's not from Minnesota. As you well know, he's from Nebraska. He's not been voted in. There's massive voter fraud going on in the United States of America. I give the list out constantly on the show where you can see for yourself how many people have been charged for voter fraud in your state that, in contrast, the mainstream media demonizes guys like me for telling you, which in fact is true. They deny what I tell you, but I'm showing you the facts. I'm showing you the people that have been incarcerated for massive voter fraud. Tim Walz is the result of being installed by the CIA to be one that will destabilize the state, that one that will be used to allure illegals into this country. We just found out today, America, that over 50% of the Somalians that are here in the state of Minnesota are here fraudulently. They don't have a right to be here. What's happening is Tim Walz is being called out for these crimes in a big way. I want you to listen to this. His own employees say he retaliated against anybody that spoke out against his crimes. Tim Walz buried fraudulent reports about him and his activity and stacked agencies with unqualified friends, scoundrels, to keep the scam quiet. This is coming from within his circle. I want you to understand that. I also want you to understand this. Ilhan Omar, Zohran Mamdani, and the list goes on of those that are occupying office in the United States that have no constitutional authority to be there. They're the same thing as a Tim Walz. They're installed to do the things that they're doing. Apparently, people don't know history because of the history, in many cases, of the Muslims. They're used as mercenaries to kill off the political opposition of those that are so choosing to use them to do what it is, in fact, that they're doing today. Okay? I want to show you something here. This is Tim Walz again. Here, Walz, this is just one in a plethora of individuals that have committed treason against the American people. But Walz is being highlighted right now, and that is a mercy of God, Luke 12:2. Here, Walz is pictured with the defendant 58. There's been 78 individuals that have been charged now for this billion-dollar Feed the Children fraud under Tim Walz, who in fact was overseeing the scandal. That means they're stealing your money. And what are they doing as they're stealing those billions of dollars? Well, the politicians are just calling each other names. Nobody's being held accountable for treason. Nobody's being rounded up by the people of the United States of America lawfully for their crimes committed against them. Nope, they're just sitting back, smiling, being entertained by it in some sick way. They act like it's not happening to them and to their children, which it is in fact. But again, I want to go back and say this. Tim Walz is here taking a picture with none other than the one that has now been prosecuted for being a part of this fraud, number 58 in the $250 million Feeding Our Future fraud scheme. And he's been exposed over and over and over again. You know, so what I do, I called some people that I know within my circle that are pretty close to what's going on. They're a little bit higher up. They're people that can actually bring about resolve concerning what's going on. So I called them up and I said, so when are we going to go after them lawfully? What they're doing is illegal. They're stealing our money. They need to be sued on an individual basis. Don't go and sue them in their capacity because they'll just use your money and they'll use it against you, or they'll use it to defend themselves concerning their crimes that they're guilty of. You know what he said to me? Well, Bradley, you know, 50% of the people gave him an approval rating in the state of Minnesota. I said, are you serious? Are you kidding? Is anybody in this country in their right mind? It's like a Newsom. It's like a Whitmer. It's like a Hochul. It's like, does anybody in their right mind really believe that somebody voted them in outside of their sick family members that will only gain advantage from them being in office? No. No, folks, that's just another excuse for the people to sit back and do nothing about what's going on here. I want you to see this, just to highlight the point again. State DHS employees, these are Department of Homeland, unconstitutional agency, but he told the truth. Walz is 100% responsible for massive fraud in Minnesota. And here I have the ignorant American people saying to me, what are we supposed to do? Well, maybe we should encourage them in their ignorance. Just stay stupid. Don't worry about it. Somebody else will take care of that. I mean, that's how the people respond. This is treason. Hey, folks, let me just call it for what it is. Federal law, and according to the federal constitution, Article 3, Section 3, treason is punishable by death. It's punishable by death. But you know what the good old boys are doing on conservative outlets? Oh, they're just making light of it. No big deal. Oh, and on top of that, friends, I got to highlight the fact that these governors and the federal government that have allured these illegals into America, you see what they're doing all over the country? One guy in I believe it's an eastern state, he was a Muslim that just decided to behead his boss. I told you it was coming. And I told you to man up. Because I am not going to sit back and allow this to happen on my watch. Period. Period. Not only that, friends, but another report came out yesterday of another Muslim taking a machete and chopping off a lady's hands in America. Do you understand? Kids are being kidnapped. They're being molested and raped by illegals in your country, Americans. And you need me to tell you what you need to do? You want a word of encouragement? Is that what you want? Oh my goodness, friends. Look at this. Here, let me show you something. Just to show you. Here's another one. Another Muslim, Somalian, a two-time convicted sex offender on probation for previous offenses, kidnapped and raped a woman at a hotel in Bloomington in September. And the people need me to tell them what to do. They need to be encouraged. Okay. Okay.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-866 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. This proposed by Benjamin Franklin for the motto of the Great Seal of the United States. You say, what Great Seal? Well, Jefferson's edit of Franklin's design was recommended by the first committee for the reverse side of the Great Seal. Pharaoh sitting in an open chariot, a crown on his head and a sword in his hand, passing through the divided waters of the Red Sea in pursuit of the Israelites. Rays from a pillar of fire in the cloud, expressive of the divine presence and command, beaming on Moses who stands on the shore and extending his hand over the sea, causes it to overwhelm Pharaoh. Motto, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Bill Pacey from Michigan. As a believer, I'm in constant battle to stay true to God's word instead of compromising to please the spirits that have infiltrated many churches today. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. They challenge me to stay anchored in God's word while standing firm on the principles our nation was founded on. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. Central for biblical truths. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. And interestingly enough, I was just thinking about this during the break because it's going to go right back to the Spirit of God. When you look at Matthew 11:7, it says, I want you to listen carefully as to what it says. This is the greatest prophets born of woman, okay? Jesus said unto them, as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John the Baptist, that bad boy prophet, right? What went you out to see in the wilderness? A reed shaken with the wind? That's what you see in America today. This is what the majority of men have become. A reed shaken in the wind. A bunch of fraidy cats that are scared of everything. They're afraid of everything. They capitulate rather than stand up and defend their own women and their own kids. I said a majority. I didn't say all. Jesus goes on in Matthew 11:8. He says this. He says, but what went you out free to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? A pansy? I'm an effeminate? No. Jesus sets the record straight. Just like him being the lion of the tribe of Judah, the man of war, Exodus 15:3, Matthew 10:34, not in that order, reverse it. But he says what? He said, what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? He said, no, look and see. They that wear soft clothes are in kings' houses. That's not what the Lord sends. John the Baptist was one that was setting the record straight. He was the one that was crying out in the wilderness. He was the warning of the people to flee from the wrath to come. He was the one that was driving the line between the religious hypocrites by calling them a brood of vipers, just like Jesus did. And he told them to bring forth fruits of repentance. He told them to lay the axe to the root of the tree. In other words, you better go to the cross. That's what he was telling them. But see, people don't want to hear that. They just want to be gently dealt with. And we all do. But you know what the bottom line is? That is not the record that our forefathers gave us. It's not the record that the patriarchs gave us. But somehow or another, it's now fallen to that standard, if you want to call it that. I mean, it's like shooting for the floor rather than the righteousness of who we are called to be in Christ, Acts 17:34. It's completely backwards. Now, I got to stay on track here for the sake of time. I see that phone call up there. Just hold up with me. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to get over to this. This guy, and I brought him up before, he's one of the controlled operatives, and he is a controlled operative, friends. He is a useful idiot. Again, I'm not mincing words here. Don't get me wrong what I'm saying, because I want you to hear what I'm saying clearly. Folks, he's a useful idiot that could care less about you and me. He's been paid millions of dollars to have the platform that he's got on Fox News, and he thinks that everything that's happening here somehow or another is funny. And I want you to listen to it. His name is Jesse Waters. He's an arrogant clown. And if I had him on the show right now, that's exactly what I'd say to him. And I'd ask him the question. I would ask him the question, Jesse, tell me something. And what he would say, well, what's that? I would say, can you tell me why you're smiling all the time? Do you think that what we're talking about isn't going to come to your front door? Amos 6:3. Do you think that that fire is not going to burn you at length? Because it is. And if it doesn't get to you, which it will surely get to your posterity. And I'll tell you, the only thing that's going to wipe the smirk off his idiotic face is the truth. And again, friends, I am tired of this. This is those that wear soft clothing. I'm sorry. I want you to listen to this report. Again, we're going to go back, but I'm bringing it line upon line, precept upon precept as to what's going on in the United States today. Listen.
According to a new bombshell report from the New York Times, Somalian migrants in Minnesota have defrauded nearly $1 billion in taxpayer-funded benefits under Democrat Governor Waltz's leadership.
This was the biggest COVID...
Okay, so I want to say this. Then why is he not being rounded up? Why are the people of the state of Minnesota not holding him accountable for his crimes? Where are all those good guys on the right side of the aisle that we've been taught? Where are they at to hold him accountable for his crimes of treason? Listen to me, Americans. He's under 60 open investigations. See, this is all they do is tell you what they're doing. I want to tell you what's happening. And it was on my heart earlier. And I'm going to say it, and you can go ahead and write it down because it's a matter of time. You're being sold to your enemies. This Midwest area, it's being regionalized for the very people that are doing the things that they're doing. Jesse here, I believe it was Jesse. I could stand corrected on that. We'll talk about how the Somalians have now become powerhouses in the halls of government. Well, the only way that they could have done that is by stealing our tax dollars. And the only way that that could happen was the oversight of this current criminal administration, both Tim Walz and that of none other than Keith Ellison. Okay. I just want to make clear, where's the justice? Folks, 60 open investigations, 60 open, 5.9 million people, 50% of those just today have been found to be here fraudulently. Where did that money go? Just a couple years ago, we had an $18 billion surplus, listen to me, friends, that just disappeared. Do they have a right to steal our money and then to aid our enemies? To abet our enemies against us, because that's what's going on. That's in fact what's going on, not just in Minnesota, friends, all throughout the country.
Scam in American history.
A nonprofit and its affiliates with these Somali migrants claim to have fed tens of thousands of American children during the pandemic. They were reimbursed for those meals by taxpayers. However, federal prosecutors found that almost all of those meals were never even delivered to hungry children.
Okay, so folks, what it's becoming is a bunch of said representatives doing nothing more than telling on the criminal for committing crimes, but there's never any justice, which guards our liberties. Aren't you tired of that? And why aren't they prosecuting them? Because they know how far to go, because they're all doing it. They're all in it together. And we're not a part of that club. That club, mind you, which is unconstitutional. That club, mind you, which is acting out in a criminal fashion. Never, ever do we see justice. If we see justice, it's an injustice done to the right people. And I'm talking about the righteous people, the upright people, those that obey the laws. Those are the ones that are incriminated. And I was talking about that yesterday in Isaiah 5:20. My goodness, friends. Darkness is coming on the land, and it's coming in a greater degree. It is coming. You Americans, let me say it again. You haven't seen anything yet. You haven't seen any. The American people have procured the very war that's precipitating right now as we speak because of tolerating through inaction and tolerance and apathy the very things that the Lord had told you to condemn. The very things that those in the church should be condemning, they're advocating. The very things that are happening in the halls of government today because of the American people, that is your reflection, you are tolerating it. They are advocating the very things that the Lord told us to condemn. And do we suggest that somehow or another we're going to be blessed for disobeying or for advocating what the Lord says not to advocate for, but to condemn? No, that's an abomination. Read Proverbs 17:15. That is ridiculous. Let's listen to just a moment of this more.
Those
please.
Organizations' leaders this is what spent you put the money up with on people. Houses, luxury cars, and real estate in Turkey and Kenya.
Somalis were stealing your money right under Tim Walz' nose. And this didn't come out of the blue. There were red flags and whistleblowers. But the Somalis played the race card. They said they'd sue and go to the press if the funds didn't come through. This was right after the Floyd riots. Waltz didn't want the racial heat. Minnesota Democrats also didn't want to tick off.
See folks, it's nothing but accusing the other side, which we know is a uniparty system. Tim Walz is there by design, now talking about running for a third term along with criminal Keith Ellison, who mysteriously became the Attorney General. America, listen to me. I'm in Minnesota. The people in this state hate their guts. The police force denounced them. But yet, somehow or another, they're put into position to continuously attack who we are? To put us in a position where we're in danger? Oh, folks, it's crazy. And again, what it goes back to is spineless, cowardice men that deserve the hell that's being created right now. And the Lord said that that's exactly what he was going to do when we ignored him in Psalm 9, 16, and 17. It's where we're at. It's just where we're at. Now, I want to show you something because, again, I said installed. There's no doubt Tim Walz is installed. He is, listen to me, he is a very dangerous human being. He is dangerous. Hey, folks, his enemies that are using him know that he's dangerous. He's the kind of guy, he'll be the first one lined up against the wall once they're done using him. Nobody can trust a guy like this. He can't trust himself. There's something unstable in a major way in this man, if you want to call him that. You know, George Whitefield said, man left to himself without the grace of God is half devil and half beast. I would go so far as to say you got 90% of beast in this man and devil in this man. His allegiance is to foreigners aimed at the American people. And that's what he's being called out for. And that, by the way, is a mercy of the Lord that he's bringing it to the light. And the Lord looks to the church to see how they're going to respond. Don't sit there and call yourself a Christian nation when you disobey him at every given turn. Well, it's also interesting to note his allegiance to Ilhan Omar. People are trying to figure out, wait a second, why is Donald Trump just calling her names? That's all he does. And it's become that, again, because the American people are not demanding justice. her family, and I shared this with you last week, she wasn't a refuge coming into America. A refugee. She wasn't fleeing oppression from her government. Did you know that her dad was the military oppressor of the people in Somalia? So therefore, they weren't fleeing, friends, oppression. They were fleeing justice from the Somalian people that wanted to hold them accountable for the crimes that her and her family were committing against the people in Somalia. That is a fact. That is a fact. We're talking about the voice of the anti-gunners. We're moving right into it because everyone we've named thus far have been anti-gunners. But this is coming from Donald Trump all the way down, friends. And people are just baffled. What's going on? I'm going to show you who else is calling for your guns.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. Its cable and its remote control, they comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount." The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, John, thanks for hanging on, guy. Just got a lot to cover here. I still have much to cover, but I'm going to go ahead and take up your phone call. Calling from the deep south, John, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, brother. I was just wanting to add to what you've been saying today about all of these things within your state and everybody else's, but the carpetbaggers were allowed in for every state. And I believe that people should have to live in an area for 10 years before they even say they want to represent the people. But in regards to solutions on a local level, people need to meet up in areas, and I think I called a month or so ago telling you about the Beef Initiative and Beef Maps. But have you ever been up, go north on Highway 169?
Oh, I'm sure I have 100 times.
Yeah, what is that town called Malacco, where 23 comes across?
Malacco. Mille Lacs Lake, you mean?
M-I-L-A-C-A. Yeah, yeah.
Mille Lacs.
Very close to the lake. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, but there's, I mean, people need to meet up in areas where, you know, where everyone can support each other. And I think through, like, food and produce and everything, that's where people can literally have conversations where they're around people where you can join together to do something. But yours close to you is called Pettit Pastures. It's in Malacca, like on you go up north 169, take a right on 23, you go down to 5 outside of Malacca, and they've got a lot of wonderful produce, food, beef, grain, anything and everything. And I think that that's the areas, you know, that people need to gravitate to, where they can have a relationship with their farmer or their rancher, and you meet like-minded people. I absolutely agree.
Matter of fact, I have talked to locals over and over again, telling people that they need to communicate with each other, because what's going to happen, and you can mark, again, you can mark this, it's going to happen just on a whim. The levee's going to break, and everybody's going to throw their hands up in the air, and they're going to say, what do? Because they didn't take the time to listen to what I was trying to tell them. Every community should have exactly what you're talking about. Every community should be communicating with each other, having a plan in place concerning what might happen. And if it does happen, this is how we're going to respond to it. Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Them eliminating the certain areas of farmers markets and everything, that eliminates the people from being able to connect with each other.
Well, that's their objective, and they want to make sure don't stay together.
Sir.
Yeah, I totally agree 100%. I got Chris calling in from Utah. Chris, I've got some stuff to still cover here, but I'm going to give it to you. It's all yours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Yes, I have an interesting anecdote from a recent interview I had with an ecclesiastical leader. About a year ago, I shared with him information where I predicted all of the dire consequences of voting for Donald Trump, after which he said, Brother Carlson, it's a matter of electing the lesser of two evils, in essence. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And my response was, well, how do you know Donald Trump's any less evil than Kamala Harris? He had no answer. He thought, well, he talks conservatively.
Yeah.
Ironically, now, a year later, I'll make this brief. A year later, this ecclesiastical leader came to me very earnestly. And in the Mormon church, we have what is called ministers. And you have ministering families. So you have two or three families that you have stewardship over, after whose material welfare you take leadership or stewardship. And he said, Brother Carlson, a year ago, we didn't have anybody in the ward. The ward is about 400 or 500 people who had financial need. And now, because of inflation, which was in the document that I shared with him about these dire predictions, he said, but Brother Carlson, because of inflation, a lot of families this year in the ward need help. So I want you to inquire of your two families if they need help because of the financial burdens that are being placed upon us now because of the inflation.
Yep.
And I looked at him and said, remember that conversation we had about a year ago about Donald Trump being lesser of two evils?
Yeah.
And I didn't have to say any more. Anyway, I'll let
I appreciate it.
Comments at that.
Yeah, I totally get it. You know, the lesser of two evils, friends, choose neither. Because the two of lesser of evils, they've been put up in such a fashion. For example, New York City, look at Zohran Mamdani. Absolute anti-American. I got a video. I just did an article on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com where he was calling for the downfall of America. He sold himself as the family party, you know, and pay attention to how they play the game, friends. They put, just like the Lord warned us of in 2 Corinthians 11:14-15, the angel of light. How does Satan portray himself as an angel of light? He gets into power. What does he do right behind that? He starts to infect the body politic concerning his real intent, and they just happen to all be either transvestites, Zionists, or Muslims. Now, are you going to tell me that 8 to 9 million people voted him in, friends? Nope, he was installed, just like the rest of them. Speaking of installed, I was just highlighting during the last segment before the last two callers, friends, Ilhan Omar. She's probably one of the most despised women in America. And the American people, I'm sure, have at some point or another, but I do also understand, in contrast, that evil men understand that judgment. A lot of people don't, so I'm not going to give them the benefit of the doubt, but maybe a little bit, okay? So in saying that, it's interesting that people are probably trying to figure out, why is Donald Trump just calling her names? Why are the people in the state of Minnesota, seeing that she's funneling money, she becomes a millionaire 30 times over, just out of nowhere, during this feeding the children fraud, Fox News is now starting to call the Muslims heavyweight in politics. How do they get the money to get there, friends? They stole your money to do it. But the question is, as people are asking, is why haven't they been brought to justice? Because they're a part of the game. They're a part of what's going on here. This is not about making America great again. This is about destroying your country. What is it that you don't see, people? What is it that you don't hear, people? Speaking of Ilhan Omar, now she's being called out, friends, for funneling money from her district to what they call El Shabaab, terrorist organizations in other countries that allegedly are at war with the American people. And yet she's still there. And every time she whines about something, friends, the media is right there to put a microphone up to her mouth, right there to put the cameras right up to her face to go ahead and attack white men. Now she's going after, because of the American people's tolerance and apathy of allowing their politicians to portray themselves as being what they are not. They're a bunch of clowns in the circus of politics. It's exactly what they are. Friends, politics has become a lucrative business. Do you not see that? They want to see how many lies they can tell, how much money they can steal and get away with it. And then the guy waiting in line to get into that position, they're so excited because they see the people are just going to go ahead and tolerate it. That's exactly what's going on. You know, one of the things that John, it was up on the board, it was, basically a word of resolve for the people, is this guy right here, Jesse Gray, said, concerning our enemies, we should forgive our enemies, but not before they are hanged. Exactly. Oh, but you know what? We've been taught in the local church that we just need to go in and forgive our brethren, no matter what they've done. I mean, we just got a prime example of that from Erica Kirk. You know, I mean, it's interesting how before she knows anything, she's already telling you, lining herself up with the FBI narrative that nobody believes. And then before you know it, she's forgiving an enemy that allegedly shot her husband. And, you know, the Bible doesn't tell us to do that, friends. And you can forgive, but it doesn't mean there's not consequences concerning those people that have committed a crime against you, if they're sorry. But if they're not sorry, I don't see where you're supposed to forgive them. And even if they are sorry, there's still consequence for their actions. Henrik Heine said this: we should forgive our enemies, but not before they are hanged. Our forefathers would have hung them a long, long time ago. Let me go back to Ilhan Omar before the end of the show here. Ilhan Omar's also given a push to remove your guns. I'm not kidding you. She wants to remove your guns, Americans. How many times do these people need to be busted in a fraud? You remain armed, law abiders. But now you have foreigners that are on the other side trying to go after your guns now, that are guilty of these crimes that have been leveled at her.
So
listen
to
this.
One of the things that's going to be important is to create a registry. So we know
communist, that everything she's saying is exactly what communist nations do. This is why she was fleeing justice from Somalia. She was going after her own people the way that she's now going after you Americans.
And that's something that we should be thinking about on a federal level. So one of the things that's going to be important is to create a registry. So we know where the guns are. We
can just like Joseph Stalin. And notice she came out right on cue, simultaneously the same time that Pam Bondi came out. Well, the good news is Gun Owners of America said they want their records. They said, no way, it's never going to happen. They didn't stop there, but they said, we took a big, beautiful lawsuit right to her front door. Americans, it's getting very, very, friends, that you open your ears and your eyes. This is all level. These are dangerous times. That's all I'm going to say. We're in dangerous times. We need to man up. Love you by what we do. First down, 318. See you.